Hello, my name is Zenaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yeah. Well, I was wanting to know when my husband and I could be vaccinated.
Okay. No, I do have the number to the vaccine appointment line. You can give them a call. They'll go ahead and pre-register you for your county health department, and then your health department will call you from there to set up that appointment.
Oh, no, I don't. Let me jot that down. Hold on just a second, if you will.
Okay.
All righty, go ahead.
That number, it is 855-566-5333.
5-6-5. Okay. Got 855-56.
566-5333.
Okay. Is that for Baldwin County or just any?
That is for all the counties. You'll advise the representative on the line that you're calling from Baldwin County. They'll go ahead and register you for your county health department.
Very good. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Did you need any further help today?
No. I don't know. Do you have answers to the questions about COVID and exposure?
What questions did you have? I may have.
Well, I have a question. I have alpha-gal syndrome, and I'm allergic to any mammal or mammal byproducts, like red meat, pork, anything with hooves. Anything with hooves. I didn't know if the vaccines had anything like that in them. I could just check with Pfizer or Moderna directly and find out that information.
Now, I would not have that information. However, you can do that, and I can provide you with a nurse number. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they would be able to confirm as well.
Oh, okay. The nurse number is
334-451-0262.
0262. Okay. All righty. I did have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
If we have a home in Tennessee and we have a home in Alabama, so we're in Alabama right now because that's where we winter, but we were thinking about driving up just to get out of the house. And I'm 68, my husband's 70, and we've just been housebound for so long. And we thought, well, we'll drive up to Tennessee, to the mountains, and watch a little snow for a couple of weeks. Would we be able to get our vaccine here and then get the second vaccine up there, or do we need to get it in the same place?
I don't see why that would be an issue. I would just advise that to inform once you go to the secondary location that you've already received your first dose. That way they'll mm-hmm. just be able to measure out that second dose, as well as just confirm with your county health department when they call to set up an appointment. They'll be able to confirm mm-hmm. with you as well.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much. You have a lovely evening.
You too. Did you need any further help before I let you go?
Oh, no. I think that's it. You've been very helpful and kind. Thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.